Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Doug Obey is here. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, certified financial planner, board emeritus in that world. He's the author of Money and the Human Condition. He is an investor and a very smart guy, and one of our good friends. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So the R word, you don't hear that as much bandied around these days as you heard a year or so ago. But of course, you and I know we've been around the block a couple of times. I've been to town at least twice, and we know that there's going to be one day in the future. Because there always have been, and there probably always will be some kind of a contraction, regardless of what we call it. My first one, I've been kind of a student of these things, because my first one was 1969. That's the first one that impacted me. I lost a job in 1969 because of it. But in the meantime, we've had all these others. What do you think? What are your thoughts on what's coming at us?
Well, it's a funny thing, because this month marks the 120 month record for the longest expansion in modern history.
Yep.
And I think what has held off a pending recession is the implementation of the tax cuts, as well as a lot of deregulation. And I think that deregulation is filtering down to your small business, because the NFIB, the National Federation of...
Yep. Their economist was on the show yesterday. He's here every month. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, they're showing significant improved confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, because even though we have probably relatively speaking the strongest economy in the developed world, there's a lot of bad signs out there. So,
what's an example? What's an example of the negatives that you're seeing?
All right, so contradicting the NFIB, the small business, who seem very optimistic, all right, you have only 17% of Fortune 500 CEOs see a bright future for the next 12 months.
They're a bunch of weenies, though, Doug. You know that.
Well, 40% of them saw a year ago, 40% of them were optimistic.
Yeah.
All right, and now only 17% optimistic. All right, you got to keep in mind, too, a lot of Fortune 500 companies are global in nature, all right? And with the strong dollar, any large company with a lot of global exposure is going to be seeing probably about
9%. They're worried about their hedging on things like oil. They're worried about Hong Kong. They're worried about Iran. They're worried about, you know, about North Korea. They worry about things that small businesses typically don't worry about.
Right, and they're going to see probably profits drop by 9% because of that strong dollar.
Right.
All right, and but some other things.
Let's put some things in perspective here, though.
Sure.
The NFIB report was at 105. Their index was at 105 as of May. As of June. And May. It was the May report. 105. And that's almost a record for them. It's not quite, but it's up significantly. That's over 10 points higher than it ever got during the lost decade of the Obama administration. And those people represent half of the economy. So half the economy is completely, you know, very excited. The other half, the corporate people you're talking about, They're not so much. So that needs to be put in perspective. We're talking about half of the economy has one attitude, half the economy has another attitude.
Well, you know, it's a interesting situation, because the small guy got tremendous benefits from the Trump effect, if you will. All right, the deregulation of a lot of things,
especially deregs,
and just
not talking to us like we're the enemy. You can't overestimate the impact of the negative impact of the negative rhetoric that was coming out of Washington during the last decade.
Right. So, I mean, but the big Fortune 500 companies, especially the global ones, they're not as impacted by what the government does in
right.
any particular time.
Because they can hedge around it. They can lobby
exactly.
around it.
Exactly.
They can lobby and hedge
around it. They can move headquarters offshore or bring them back onshore
yep,
and
that's right.
all that kind of stuff.
Yep, we don't have that ability.
Right.
That's exactly right. Go ahead.
Right. But the New York Fed Empire State Manufacturing Index plunged this month. All right, it mm-hmm. went from 17.8 to negative 8.6 in June.
Wow.
That's the worst since October.
Do you see that as a bellwether? Do you see that as a canary?
Well, I see a lot of these things as canaries, quite frankly.
Yeah.
All right, you have global trade is collapsing. All right, the Treasury yield is inverting. However, all right, the one that the difference between the 2-year and the 10-year, which is the one most often watched to forecast recessions, is mm-hmm. still not inverted. All right, the 2-year is at 1.74 as of yesterday, and the 10-year is at 2.03.
Mm-hmm.
So it has inverted versus like the 3-month is at 2.18 and the 10-year is at 2.03. But the 2-year is still under the 10-year, and
mm-hmm.
that – when you see that invert,
when those two cross, that's when Wall Street gets really jittery. Yeah.
Every single time that has happened, we've had a recession.
My big concern, Doug, with the recession is not whether we have one, but what causes it. If we have a real economic contraction, we've got some supply chain issues. We got trade, you know, imbalances and all that. If that's what causes it, then so be it. We can deal with that. But the ones that make me mad is when Wall Street gets its knickers in a twist over an interest rate cut, the inversion you're talking about, the day after it happens, or some other little thing that they're so skittish about, and that causes some kind of a sell-off that then throws us into a recession. That's a manufactured recession that makes me mad, Doug. That's what I'm worried about. That's the one I care about. What do you think?
Well, what you're describing is in the early 2000s.
That's right.
All right. In March of 2000.
Yep.
All right. The NASDAQ hit its high of 5132.
Yep.
By October of 2002, it was down 78.4%.
It was ridiculous. Hold that thought. When we come back after the break, I'm going to propose some ideas that we can be a little more optimistic about, even if we have a recession.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.